Hello, I'm Lynn Grabhorn. For well over a decade, my passion has been a grand spiritual journey into what I call the physics of thought. Toward the end, that a deeper knowledge of this somewhat outrageous topic might provide ways for all of us, myself in particular, to get more out of life. And my studies have taken me everywhere from learned professors of physics to deep within the esoteric sciences, from plain old medicine and just about everything in between, to the point where I decided I could call myself somewhat of a lay expert on the subject. The only problem was that, knowledge or no, getting more out of life wasn't happening, and it was beginning to tick me off. Something was missing, and I flat out couldn't put my finger on it. Well, naturally, with my vast knowledge on the subject, when I came across some new but provincial teachings from this unlettered, unscientific family of teachers, my first impulse was to poo-poo the information because of their enormous oversimplification of what I considered to be a rather formidable topic. So it was more than a tad begrudgingly that I agreed to investigate this taped malarkey that a well-meaning friend had ungraciously shoved in my face. Well, I flipped. I mean, here I am, this learned student of thought, meaning its magnetics, its propellant, its frequencies, its relation to emotion, its effect on our experience and everything. And these guys come along to nonchalantly provide, in the simplest of form, the missing pieces to life's obstacles that I was beginning to think didn't exist. Sort of like, pardon me, ma'am, might this be what you're looking for? So I dive into this information, ultimately hundreds of hours worth, and in 2 weeks I'm stunned. In 1 month, I'm flabbergasted, and in 90 days, there's such a turnaround in my life, I say, that's it. I got to write about it so the rest of the world can flip along with me. Now, I grant you, there are probably 8.5 million books on the overworked subject of getting more out of life. But the utterly bizarre thing about these little-known principles is that they are uncomplicated, they work fast, and they're guaranteed. And so, in my own prosaic words and style, I've reissued here the profoundly simple teachings from the Hicks family in Texas, spiced with my own angles and buzzwords, my own observations and experiences over the past years, and blended it together with my years of study. I unashamedly offer the finished product as the greatest missing link to life and living ever known to mankind, which means I've done this stuff, am still doing it, and will never stop doing it because, by damn, it works. Okay, chapter one, how we got in this mess. How do we get what we get in life? Why do so many people seem to have it all while others suffer so? Why can't everybody have prosperity and joy and security? On our everlasting search to find more happiness in life, we devour positive thinking books by the millions. We reach out anywhere and everywhere for relief from the tedium and struggle of daily living, yet the vast majority of us are still looking. How come? How come we've never learned the simple secret to living the good life, whatever that may represent to us? If you really think that things come to you by some stroke of good or bad luck, or by accident, or coincidence, or by knocking your brains out against some very unsympathetic stone walls, then get a grip. This program could be dangerous to your discontent. Slugger Jesse. Years ago, long before I had ever heard about the law of attraction, my friend Mindy insisted I go with her to see a Little League game. Her son played left field, but that's not why she wanted me to go with her. Her son came up to bat and struck out. Our side got two hits, but no runs before the side was retired. Then came the other guys, and you couldn't help but feel the crowd's excitement. Jesse was small. I mean, really small. His bat seemed longer than he was. So he stepped up to the plate with unceremonious confidence and proceeded to hit the very first ball so far out over the bushes that they never did find it. I was flabbergasted. The crowd went ballistic, and Mindy looked at me and winked. When most of the backslapping was over, I wedged my way up to him through the crowd and asked if we could sit down and talk for a minute. When we reached the top of the bleachers, I said, "Jesse, how do you do that? How do you hit so many home runs?" "Well, I don't know," he offered innocently, waving a casual goodbye to some of his teammates. "Each time I get up to bat, I just feel what it's going to be like to connect, and I do." Well, today, Jesse lives in style with a lovely wife, two great kids, a house of collectibles from their worldly travels, and a computer from which he makes copious amounts of dollars, managing his investments. He passed over baseball as a career because he wanted to be his own boss on his own time. Now, how has he become so successful? The same way he hit the ball. By feeling. Not by thought alone. By feeling. Now, didn't it ever strike you as bizarre that our lives should be so tough when we're all so brilliant? I mean, how did we get into this mess? Or is it just the so-called human condition? Like our parents before us, theirs before them, all the way back for God knows how many thousands of years, we've struggled, whacked, strained, worried, and died long before our time from the all-too-unnecessary demands of living. We believed it to be the human condition, part of the unfortunate affliction we have come to call reality. But the human condition is a myth, and so for that matter is what we call reality. Well, then, okay, then, so why haven't the zillions of books written on how to have it all, how to think and get rich, how to visualize our way to success, and how to acquire power through positive thinking shown us how to help ourselves out of this mess? Simple. Every one of those books left out the most important key of all time to life and living. We create by feeling, not by thought. You want a new car? You got it. You want to work successfully for yourself? You got it. You want to close that deal, make more money? You got it. If you know how to feel it into being. The law of attraction, meaning like attracts like, is absolute, and by the way, has nothing to do with personalities. This is the law behind success or failure. It's what causes fender benders or fatalities. It is, to the point, what runs every waking moment of our lives. So if we want to turn our lives around or bring in greater abundance or health or safety or happiness of any kind, we have only to learn the simple steps of manipulating our feelings, and a whole new world of plenty opens for the asking.